Hey, what's going on, friends? I have another Freeview, F-R-E-E, view. Freeview of the Lost Zane recordings. They drop every Monday and every Friday. The full show from back in the day on the radio. At this point, December of 2016, on 107.3 WDBBL, is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You know, I do the free podcast each and every day of the week, of the work week. And then while I'm doing that, at some point, I mention the Patreon, where there is a ton more content for you to check out, $5 or $10 a month. It's my own OnlyFans page, minus the porno. Thank God for that. But if you want something more to listen to in addition to the free podcast, it's all there for you. Check it out. And it might be just what the doctor ordered. Ted's a lunatic, but I still think his old stuff was fantastic. The new stuff, like American Campfire, just sucks. But I digress. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Good morning. This is the Eric Zane Show. Wednesday, the 14th of December, show number 170 has begun. Cold, cold morning. 16 downtown. With the wind, it feels like 3. That's right. Temps will drop for tomorrow. A low of 4, high of 15. If you're traveling, starting tomorrow, things might get weird. Then Friday and Saturday, snow as well. So if you're traveling like Thursday and then coming back Friday or come back Saturday, that might be a bummer. Julius is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. It is cold. My bones are cold.
Watched a bit of the Red Wings game last night.
Let me give you a recap.
Might have been a low point.
The Coyotes are not good, but they look pretty good. Actually, Jimmy Howard was not good.
Well,
made 15 saves.
Yeah, they didn't get that many shots on goal, the Coyotes, and they just dominated the game. Well, it seems like every chance they had a shot at the net, there was a good chance it was going to go in.
Red Wings ended up with a lot of shots on net, but they didn't have, I don't think they had their first shot on net until like the 12-minute mark or something.
Yeah. Bummer of a game for Kaser to call doing the TV.
I saw that.
I didn't tune in till late, and then I recorded the replay so that I could see his intro when they welcome him in.
I didn't see the intro. I missed it. I must have, I don't know what I was doing, but I got in, the game was starting, and I heard Kaser. I was like, damn, I missed TV time.
In case you're wondering, Bob Kaser, the Griffins' longtime announcer, was called in earlier in the year. He had filled in for Ken Cal on the radio side when Cal was under the weather. Still don't know what the hell happened to him. And then there was an unspeakable tragedy that happened to TV play-by-play guy Ken Daniels. His son passed away suddenly, 23 years old. So they've had like a couple people fill in. They had Matt Shepard for a couple of games. And then Bob was doing it yesterday. And listening to, he's just really good. I mean, he just jumps right in.
He was really good, yeah.
And he just fit really nicely with Mickey.
I don't want to say I was surprised, because he's really good, but like right. I was pretty surprised that it just seemed so natural.
How does they do that? Calling sports seems to be impossible to me. I mean, just to be able to see that and then hearing him on the radio is probably the harder of the two, because you don't have the benefit of seeing anything. God, is he good. And just him and Mickey, just it's like they've been doing it all their lives together. We welcome in Ben. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you. Doing well. It's another busy morning over there in the producer's side of the radio station. As another full room. Okay. Yep, there's, of course, a big... I heard someone just said, screw that. or something to that nature, I'll think twice about potting that microphone up again.
What do you think Tony said? Because it had to be something Tony said.
That they said, screw him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate. You never know. A story broke last night that Alan Thicke died. If you're just hearing about this, that's kind of weird. You know, Alan Thicke from Growing Pains, 69 years old. I guess always a pretty nice guy. He died, had a heart attack during the day. He was playing hockey with his with one of his kids, not the pop star. He was playing with his 19-year-old son. And not really, I think they have the timeline down, but apparently sometime during the day he was playing hockey with the kid. And then he started having chest pains right around lunchtime. Then he got nauseous, threw up, was rushed to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead. Widowmaker. Tough to even think about that going on. I mean, if you've ever had someone who died suddenly like that, it just sounds terrible. But best known for playing Dr. Jason Seaver on Growing Pains, which ran from 85 to 92. Most recently appeared on How I Met Your Mother, a show called This Is Us, and Fuller House. It was actually
he was on Fuller House?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
He was actually on Twitter earlier yesterday saying, quote, season two of Fuller House, looking good. I even like the ones that I'm not in. He also wrote theme songs to several TV shows, including Different Strokes and The Facts of Life and the game shows Joker's Wild and Wheel of Fortune. So this guy had to be rolling in dough for all those things.
He wrote jokes for Wheel of Fortune?
No. Oh. The theme song for the show. I remember Different Strokes and Facts of Life and Wheel of Fortune theme songs. I don't remember Joker's Wild.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. In addition to the kid that he was with when he died, Carter, he had two other sons, Brennan, and of course, Robin Thicke. Survived by his third wife, Tanya, who had just posted a photo of him a couple days before his death. So this is out of the blue. You hear about this. Have you ever known anyone who died from a widowmaker heart attack just like that?
No.
And one person comes to mind, and it's brutal. It's like, oh, I don't feel too good. And you walk down the hall, and then boom, you're dead. Robin called his dad, quote, the greatest man I ever met, and said, quote, the good thing that was that he was beloved and he had closure. I saw him a few days ago and told him how much I loved and respected him. There have been tributes from various celebrities, but nothing yet from the Growing Pains cast. Several members of the Fuller House cast released statements, though. Bob Saget tweeted, quote, so sad is the passing of Alan Thicke, such a good husband, father, brother, and friend. He'll be deeply missed. Rest in peace, dear Alan. So there's a clip from Growing Pains. Give you the idea of what television was like back in a different era. This was considered to be a high comedy.
And back in those days?
Back a long time ago, you know, Dad Seaver and what was the kid? Mike?
I guess Mike, yeah.
That was Kirk Cameron, who I don't think was that weird then.
Dad! Mike? It is Mike. Isn't
okay,
it?
So Mike got caught out late. He missed curfew.
Uh-oh.
And Dad has to set him straight.
No, it couldn't be. My Mike was supposed to be home at 1 a.m.
Dad, I know I missed my curfew.
Oh, well, you admit you have one. That's progress.
Hey, Dad, isn't tonight...
It's terrible.
They put in a big canned laugh there, and that wasn't that funny.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast. The Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart Lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The time when we turn the clocks back to the time change?
No, Mike, that's in October, which is when you're going to be grounded till unless you give me a good explanation where you've been.
Oh. Okay.
No, no, no. Wait. Let me get comfortable here. You know how I love these stories. So, what'll it be tonight, yeah. Mike? You saved some lives, I bet. Huh? Wait. I bet you ran into those darn gypsies again.
Dad, it was like I didn't even have a choice.
And?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it, as in you did not?
I didn't do the stupid drug.
Oh, you see, now there's even more to it. There was somebody, there was an underlying theme of drugs. So
oh,
yeah,
no.
He stayed out late. And Dad's saying he's going to be a liar, but Mike did not do drugs.
Son, were you smoking the reefer?
Of course, they don't really get specific. They just say, I didn't do a drug, Dad.
It's a pretty broad, no?
Well, that's great, Mike. That's wonderful. I always figured you'd make that right choice if you had to face that, but I'm relieved,
Dad,
Mike.
Dad, that's not it.
I'm overacting.
What?
I know I did the right thing. It's just that I feel like everybody's going to laugh at me. You know, and some of those people did laugh.
Oh, no.
In a perfect world, he'd be like, Mike, you're a pussy.
This sounds like listening to Zane on the first day of the show.
That still hurts. It's still painful. My laugh is just on the outside. The laugh is just on the outside.
Mike, you're never going to be able to please everybody.
Yeah, well, especially tonight sexually. I didn't please anybody. Except
especially
yourself.
Did you say especially sexually?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
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 Let's make love.
Yeah, what you did tonight took real courage, Mike. I admire you.
I'm lying, Dad. I'm really stoned right now.
Thanks, Dad. Check the track marks.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Simpler time for TV. Simpler time. That was top
Simple,
notch.
Simple, yes.
That was top notch entertainment. That was prime time. Started at 8 p.m.
You guys loved it. Ate it up.
I wasn't much of a Growing Pains fan. I think it was on. A lot of those shows were just ridiculous. All of them were completely ridiculous. I mean, you think about the shows we watch for comedy now, like a show like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the edginess and
completely different.
And the biting humor there. I mean, we live in a golden age, I think, for comedy.
Yes.
For things that are actually funny. So, Dad at 69.
Yeah, after all that, I guess, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. That was more of a statement about the poor writing. It wasn't your acting ability or how nice of a guy you are. Apparently, beloved.
What? Like, why was he beloved?
I think he's just a nice dude, is from what I've been able to gather. I had a chance to interview him once. He was doing a tour for celebs like that were doing... interviews for you, like get them on, and then you ask them about like a show like that had a pretty long run, pretty successful run, and then you have to give them like a minute or two to say, and by the way, you can check out a great cruise or like a timeshare. Get yourself a timeshare condo by calling this number, 800 timeshare. Just tell them I sent you, and that was like part of the interview. Ben, did the dude interview Alan Thick?
Yeah, he sure did.
Didn't he call him Alan Thicky?
Something like that, yeah.
I used to do a character that would get people on the air like that.
And I think that's the interview came in, and I would play a radio guy, and he wouldn't know it. I was it was just me going, hello, Power Stereo fan with the dude high up here in the playpen, and one and only, and everything would be screwed up.
Right.
And we would try to make them awkward and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So
called him Alan Thicke.
Yeah, please welcome to the microphone up here to play pen and one and only Alan Thicke. Hello, Alan. And then he would be confused, and then it would be awkward, and that was the goal. And then I would intentionally pause and wait for them to say something, and then like, well, I think I'm getting some bad info here. We're gonna have to start the whole thing all over again. Power Seraphim with the dude, one and only Alan Thicke, or whatever. Just and I forget the ins and outs of it.
How long did this last?
It went, what do you think, Ben? About 5-10 minutes of chaos.
Yeah.
With this guy. And we did, and we would repeat this with these C-list celebs all the time. It turns out that I ended up, now that bit, I actually stole it. I always gave this disclaimer every time I do it or I even mention it because this was not my creation. It was a guy in Minnesota named John Lastman who did a bit called The Chucker. It was, now that was a funny bit, in my opinion. The dude was, so-so. But Lastman found out when we started to get more stations that I was doing this bit, and he calls me.
You get upset?
He didn't. And I said to him, I go, yeah, John, you know, sorry. What do you think? He goes, I don't care. You can keep doing it. And but then it just, God, it just felt too weird for me to keep doing it. And every time we would do it, we would burn another bridge with another person trying to get interviews on the radio. And so quickly it became, we never got any interviews forever because they knew it was going to be chaos.
Oh, God. This guy. Johnny Rock Lastman?
That's the guy in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
He is funny. The Chucker is a classic comedy bit.
I'm just going through Alan Thicke's Wikipedia bio really quick. He dated an actress, Christy Swanson. I mean, okay, well, that doesn't matter. She's relevant. Irrelevant, rather. She was 17, though, and he was 40.
Oh.
Good wow. Guy, though.
That's very weird.
I like him young. hey, having my diabetes medication.
So, yeah. So there's a story that Julia sent along about one way to end a fight when you're fighting with your spouse. This happened in Indiana. I see the mugshot of one Dan Deaton. Dan looks like a typical guy, mountain man, beard, long, kind of longer hair.
Kind of looks like a pedo, doesn't he? Maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah, looks, I think he likes the little children. I
think he needs glasses and to be more balding to look like a pedo. Anyway, a Greenwood man was arrested after a domestic incident in which this all went down. According to the cops, police responded to a domestic. On the way to the scene, they got a call that the husband was attempting to leave the scene. So they're like, all right, looking out from, they spotted the vehicle who had blown through a stop sign. They pulled him over. And he said, yeah, I'm Dan Deaton. They said, all right, let's go back and get to the bottom of this because the wife, Stacy, had said, he assaulted me. So, but this works out because, well, kind of, I guess, and well, at least for our sake, what we're talking about, Deaton was in a heated argument with his wife, Stacy. And at one point, it got heated. Now, the argument stemmed over the husband's loyalty in the relationship, so she was saying that he was cheating on her. So you know how this is going to go. He ended up freaking out then and got physical with her and threw her down on the ground at the top of the stairs. Then they started fighting. They moved to the bedroom. It's getting physical. He's much stronger than her, so he's able to subdue her. And then he sat on his wife. And
to like calm her down.
Yes. And continued to do bad things. He ends up putting his hands over her mouth and nose. So it's like she's thinking, this is it. Well, then she noticed that she was on the business end of his ball sack right by her mouth through the pants. I think through the pants. If not, this is even better. But so let's just assume he's nude.
What an odd thing to say.
Now,
let's just assume he's nude.
Because that makes the next part even better. She bit his scrotum. She bit his ball sack right down to the meat.
Oh.
I mean, she ended up, her teeth ended up touching. And then that was it. He said, all right, I'm out. And he took off. Well, this battered wife, thank God that she had the presence of mind to do that, to get this animal off of her. She called the cops. They stopped him. And you're thinking, well, they're both in trouble. Uh-uh. He was arrested, taken into custody. They said, oh, you definitely were defending yourself because she was battered. So hopefully
they pull him over. He's
bleeding through his pants.
There she is. Arrest that crazy bee. No.
And they did not arrest her. Thank God. Dan Deaton was arrested and is being charged. Coming up at 6:24, Kanye West met with Trump. This whole thing was a circus. The weirdest thing ever. By the way, does anybody really believe that this guy went through mental turmoil?
No, absolutely not. No.
I don't believe that either.
No, Kanye.
You know, West had said that he would have voted for Trump if he had voted. Remember that? That actually started the downward spiral. On stage, he decided to voice how he would have done that. Everybody would boo him, and then he freaked out and decided he wanted to cancel the rest of his tour. Now, after going through various mental evaluations, the first thing he does, he goes and hangs out with Trump.
Perfect. What an odd picture to see those two together.
That's President-elect Trump, to be clear. And there was a gaggle of reporters throwing questions at them as President-elect Trump and Kanye come out and are being photographed by everybody. We'll play that for you coming up in just a few short minutes. Dear Meathead happens tomorrow. We need your letters. Emails, if you will, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you have a question for my dad on Dear Meathead, we will do that tomorrow morning at around 8:40. So send them along. We always, as always, need a bunch of emails. So we'll take those at eric@ericzaneshow.com. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane, along with a ton of other things. Go there. Go down the wormhole of Eric Zane's Patreon. $5 or $10 a month. It's all there for you. Okay. Thanks a lot, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye.